بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I was heading back home yesterday from the masjid and I was listening to the news, and there was a report about a study that was just released yesterday by the Bank of Nova Scotia, which found that the average Canadian was going to spend $1,000. The average Canadian adult was going to spend $1,000 this Christmas season because it is the busy shopping year of the shopping season of the year. Because of Christmas and all the gift buying that goes on. But the average was for each Canadian. And, even though we don't celebrate Christmas, a lot of us don't mind taking advantage of the deals to be had, especially after Christmas or Boxing Day sales and deals. At the same time, you're hearing from the governor of the Bank of Canada, who's cautioning about rising household debt levels, and the average Canadian household... average Canadian household debt is now 142% greater than the income. So 142% higher than the household income is the debt level. And this is a historic high. Now, it would be great to say that because we're Muslims, we're immune from debt and financial woes, but as we know, that's not true. So a lot of us also suffer from issues in our finances, and high debt levels. And we know that our financial health depends a lot on, obviously, on how we spend money. Right? There are other factors as well, of course, how much we earn, savings and so on. But really, one of the largest factors, most contributing factor, is how we spend our money. And I've worked in marketing and specifically in the, still do to some degree, specifically in the finance sector. So, I know that it's all about influencing decisions, right? So the flyers that you get this morning or last night in your mailbox, the commercials you see on television, the commercials you hear on the radio, the ads you see on the internet, it's all about influencing your decision to convince you that you need the product or the service that's being advertised. And the effort is to convince you to bite, to basically buy, go out and open your wallet and get the thing that's being advertised. Now, although it might seem like it's something unimportant, it's these decisions that we make on a daily basis that affect our financial well-being or lack thereof, and affect our peace of mind and affect our quality of life. Now, what's interesting is that every time that we are faced with a decision, that we are faced with, do I do this, do I not do this, we have Islam that offers us a framework. Offers us a framework of guidance that helps us base that decision on. So even when it comes to spending and when it comes to consumption, Islam has also offered us guidance in that area of how we should spend our money. What should we spend our money on? So when it comes to spending money, when it comes to spending money for buying, for example, there's generally few categories of people, generally, right? So some, well, you can figure out which one you fall in, okay? So some people will go out and they'll get whatever they need as soon as possible with the least amount of research. They just need to get it done. They have a need. They need to get it over with. They won't do much research. The most expensive thing, whatever seems to be the best, you just go and buy it. On the other hand, there's a category of people who, when they need something, they'll think about it for a long time. And they'll keep thinking about it and thinking about it. And then finally, when they finally convince themselves, okay, now I need to buy, then they'll maybe, go on Craigslist or Kijiji and look around for stuff and still think about it a bit, drive long distances to save a few dollars and so on. Right? So there's that category as well. And then some will look for the cheapest and not really worry about quality, right? So I used to be like that at one point where when I was studying, I saw a pair of shoes at Walmart for $6. So I said, can't go wrong with a $6 pair of shoes. So I got the pair of shoes, and then I used to play street hockey. I think I played only one game, and those shoes were gone. And then that's when I decided, okay, you know, that's probably not the best approach if you want the item to last a bit longer, depending on your use, obviously. Others will think, which actually I could have thought after that, was that if I pay more, I'm naturally getting, or I'm supposed to be getting something of a good quality, which is not necessarily always true, though. But let's take at what approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to take. Like, what guidance does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offer in this regard? When you look in the Qur'an, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing His servants. And in describing His servants, He doesn't describe them as the servants of, like, my servants, or He doesn't say the servants of Allah. Rather, He says, عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. He says, the servants of the Most Merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are a number of qualities, and we could spend a few days discussing all of them. But one of them is, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. That those, when they spend, إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا, when they spend, neither do they do israf, وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا, nor are they tight-fisted. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا, and they hold a medium in between. Now, in a number of places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about israf, and that He doesn't like the musrifun, the people who do israf. So the question is, what exactly is israf? What is israf? There's a lot that has been written on this subject, on the meaning of the word israf, especially by the great commentators of the Qur'an, the Mufassirun. But the simplest, most easiest translation probably to understand is that israf is excessiveness or extravagance. So it's those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the qualities of the believers, and those who do not spend excessively and are not extravagant in their spending, yet at the same time they aren't miserly either. Now Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, he explains, he gives his interpretation of the verse, and he says that these people, they are not extravagant, meaning spending more than they need to, nor are they miserly towards their families. So they're not extravagant, they don't go and spend more than they need to. At the same time, they're not miserly towards their families, not spending enough on their needs. But they follow the best and the fairest of ways. The best of matters are those which are moderate, neither one extreme nor the other. So here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us, is giving us guidance, that if you need to get a pair of shoes, right, if you need to buy a computer, if you need to buy a car, what are you going to do? You're not going to be extravagant, you're not going to be excessive, but at the same time, you're not going to be miserly either. So you're going to try to find something that is suitable for you, that you can afford, and that falls in the middle. Now in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. When he says that, let not your hand, again he's talking about spending, and he says, let not your hand be tied to your neck like a miser. Don't like, keep your hand to yourself all the time. Nor stretch it forth, these are the words of the Quran, subhanAllah, nor stretch it forth to its utmost reach like a spendthrift. That whatever money you get, you're always spending it out. It's always going out. You see, what happens is generally, we have the perception that it's a good thing to spend, right? It's a bad thing to save money and hoard money, and it's a good thing to be charitable to give. There's no question about that. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us is to have a balance. That we don't be so miserly that we keep our hands in our pockets, tied to ourselves all the time, nor do we stretch it out so far that we become blameworthy and in severe poverty. فَتَقَعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. So you spend so much that it becomes blameworthy, that it becomes something bad, and that you find yourself in severe poverty. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, indicating to us that when we are to spend, it's in a method, in a way that is moderate. So don't be stingy. Don't be stingy with your money for your needs. Right? We're not talking about charity here necessarily. We're talking about fulfilling our needs, buying things for our family members, for our friends, for ourselves. So don't be stingy, but at the same time, don't go beyond your means either. Don't go beyond your means so that your spending drives you into poverty and into bankruptcy. So this is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us with regards to our needs, the things that we need to survive and so on. So for example, if I can only, let's say, afford a Honda Civic and it serves my needs, but then I go out and buy an Infiniti, you know, M37 or something. So again, that if I can't afford it, that's not moderate, right, for me. Or for example, a cell phone, right, works fine for me. I have this old phone and I have a prepaid plan, right? But instead, I get a BlackBerry Torch or an iPhone 4 on a 3-year contract, even though my phone can serve my current phone and my plan serves my needs. It's perfectly fine for me. And having a BlackBerry or an iPhone is not going to be sustainable for me financially because I can't afford the data plan. I can't afford the contract because I might need to get out of it and so on. So if it creates an unnecessary... I'm not saying I'm against iPhones, by the way. I am using an iPad. But what I'm saying is that if it's not needed, if the features, the functionality is not something that you need, and it creates a burden on you financially, then don't get it. Now, if the qualities, right, if the feature of the iPhone or the BlackBerry Torch is something that you need, you know, they are a benefit to me. I use my phone so much that I need a contract. I'm going to spend more money if I use a prepaid plan. Then it makes sense. There's nothing wrong with it. But if it doesn't give me any benefit in terms of functionality or quality, and is a burden on me financially, then that would become israf for me. So spending in an unbalanced way, essentially, is what it is. Now, of course, when we talk about balance and when we talk about moderation, it's all subjective, right? So, you know, somebody who is more well off than me can get something and be moderate in their spending, as opposed to if I'm not as well off as them, then that might be more extreme for me, right? So it's not going to be the same for every single person. So we have to keep that in mind as well, that it will depend on our individual situations. But the key always is to keep a medium, to keep a balance between these two extremes. Now that was for our needs, for the things that we need to use and so on. Now let's talk about wasting and spending on things that have no benefit whatsoever. So this was, up until now, we were talking about things that we need, right? So that we need to get and it helps us in some way and there's some benefit to be derived. Now let's talk about the things that don't give us any benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. That squander not your wealth. Squander not your wealth in the manner of a spendthrift. Verily, spendthrifts, the people who waste money, are brothers of the evil ones. Are the brothers of the shayateen, and the evil one, meaning shaytan, is to his Lord himself, he's ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. He is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, wasting our wealth on things in which there is no benefit is in fact showing ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, whatever wealth we have, is Allah who has given it to us through various means. And if we actually go out and squander that wealth, waste it on things that don't give us any benefit, in a way we are showing ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a good example to show the difference between the two is the example, for example, of candles and firecrackers, or fireworks, right? So on the one hand, if you look at both of these things, they both burn, right? So they're both things that use to burn, right? They basically are ignited with fire. But candles are something that you can derive benefit from, right? So people will light candles in their homes during a blackout at night to see. There will be all those aromatic, you know, nice fragrant candles that people will light, you know, to have a good smell in their home and so on. So there's a benefit that's being derived from that. On the other hand, if you look at fireworks and firecrackers, and this is one of the reasons why spending on firecrackers and things like that has been looked down upon by a lot of our scholars, is because it's really not giving any benefit, right? So you go out and you buy these firecrackers and you light them, there's a moment of thrill maybe for a few seconds, not even a minute, and then it's gone, and that's it, and your money has been wasted. So there's no real benefit that has been derived from that. So if there is some benefit, what we learn from all this is that if there's some benefit, then we should spend, but not excessively. If there's no benefit, then we should not spend on that thing. So from these two verses of the Quran, we learn that how we spend our wealth, how we spend our wealth that Allah has given us does matter. Right? It is something that matters, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance on that, first of all. Secondly, before we buy, so again, we are at Christmas time and these flyers are coming in with all these deals and all these... I just got an email today from Leon's about their Boxing Day preview, right? So they're already talking about Boxing Day. So before we buy, we ask these questions. First of all, should I spend on this item? Right? Should I spend on this item? Is this something that I need? Is it going to fulfill a need of mine? And if I don't get it, if I don't buy it, is it going to be considered being miserly? If I don't get it, is that something bad as well? And if I do get it, then will I be spending excessively or not? So we ask these questions. Then we ask ourselves, okay, is this item that I'm thinking of buying, is it within my means? How much can I afford to spend? And one of the keys, and you might think I'm giving a course on financial literacy or something, but really, it's if you think about it, it's really important to regularly review our spending, to create an overall budget and to see that if you're spending unnecessarily anywhere or if you're wasting our money. You know, are you paying, for example, monthly fees for features that you don't need or that you don't use on your phone line? Right? For example, voicemail costs how much on home phone lines? I think $5 a month, right? Approximately. So that's like, what, $60 a year? You could just get an answering machine for like 10, 15, 20 bucks and they'll serve the same purpose, right? Do you really need that cable or satellite package, for example, that you might be subscribed to but not necessarily using or not getting benefit from? Are you paying more for clothes because of their quality or just because of their name? Right? What's really the reason? If you like brand name clothes, like everyone does, right? Name brand clothes. Is it really because of their quality or is it just because of the name? There's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where he says, eat and drink, dress and give sadaqah, but without extravagance and without arrogance. So eat and drink and dress, give sadaqah. Do all of these things, right? Well, Islam is not telling us that, okay, you should deprive yourself of anything. No, you should eat and drink and dress as per your needs, give sadaqah, but without extravagance and without arrogance. So if you're buying a piece of clothing that's creating arrogance, meaning it's giving you a feeling of looking down on other people, then that is creating arrogance. So there's nothing wrong with eating and dressing well if a person can afford it. And in fact, there's another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ related by Imam Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ was talking about kibr, right? He was talking about pride. And he said that no one who has even an atom's weight of pride in his heart will enter paradise. So a man who was there, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, asked him and said, you know, what if he likes his clothes and he likes his shoes to look good? Like, what if the person just you know, is particular about that and he wants to look good? Meaning, is this counted as pride as well? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and loves beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he loves beauty, meaning there's nothing wrong with wanting to dress well and wanting to wear good shoes. But pride means denying the truth and looking down on other people. So if these clothing, if these purchases are giving us a feeling of arrogance, and if it's creating pride in our hearts, then that is problematic. So basically, it's fine to dress well, it's fine to, if you can afford it, and you know, if you like buying things that are generally considered expensive, that's fine, but do not do it out of pride. Now, there's a great Hanafi scholar, Imam Ibn Abidin, and he says, يَلْبِسُ بَيْنَ الْخَسِيسِ وَالنَّفِيسِ. When he's talking about this, he says, wear that which is between being very lowly and that which is very valuable. Basically, attain a path of moderation. If خَيْرَ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَطُهَا, that the best of path, the best of matters is the one is that is in the middle. And in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. So eat and drink, but do not do israf. And this is important because as the vacations are coming up and we'll be getting together with families and so on, and a lot of food probably will be consumed, we have to be careful that when we are eating, and if you like to create, you know, have good food served and we can afford it, there's nothing wrong with that. But we must be careful that food is not going to waste, because that is a very clear example of israf, that this is food, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given to us, when so many people in the world have been deprived of that blessing, and yet we are not careful in terms of how much we eat and how much we end up throwing away. So let's be careful about that as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the understanding, the guidance, and all of us to really appreciate the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in terms of our wealth, our food, our clothing, our drink, and to be careful about that so that we respect it and value it and use it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends us to.